Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that was created and founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was really, really designed to get you from where you are to where you're going. A show that is packed full of principles and people that are doing it in the marketplace. And I get so excited when I come on air. First, because of you. And then two, I've got this woman in the studio, and you all know her as Jeannie, Kitty of the City.
Meow.
Jones. I love that meow.
Hey, look, we're in the Dr. T Lounge. It's on. Like, I mean, that's what Wednesdays are for, you know, and just to get over and get through, because we're doing this thing together. And I'm so excited about the show today. First of all, October to all of the survivors, breast cancer warriors, for all of our angels, and for just the family and friends, because we forget them that have to support and be there. We will do something special just for you this month for sure, and also domestic violence. So everybody with your purple on, I salute, and we will get to that as well. Incredible show today. Not only do you have somebody who stepped away from corporate America, I love these transition stories, into their purpose, their destiny, and the faith to do that. Where he do that at? We're about to find out. And we have our very own celebrity skincare guru, Charlotte Wilson, in the building, man, at glowskinenhancement.com. So we're going to talk about what we have for you, Dr. Tanji, VIPs, and just any skin myths, and how does she do what she does all the time, and got me glowing at the W Hotel in Hollywood. Talking about what kind of what did somebody ask? What type of bronzer was I wearing? I was like, oh, it's glow skin. My glow up is working, baby. Yes. So we're gonna talk about all of that. But the Kingdom Principles, yes, and this four part series, oh, like you wrapping it up.
Oh my God.
So good.
Absolutely. And you know, all good things must come to a close. But before I get into that, I really have to thank you so, so very much. And you, the listeners, the viewers, I've gotten your DMs. I've gotten your text messages. I got your phone calls. And I am so grateful to God for that. You know, it's a labor of love, because I'm not just researching the information and researching my scriptures, but I'm literally living this thing with you. And man, I really thought I knew what I thought I knew, but I'm learning. So thank you for your patience and your grace with me. Now, let's get started. A recap of what we've talked about in these last three series. I want you to be mindful that when you're maximizing your potential, you must guard and protect your potential. That's one. And these are keys. The second thing that you must do is cultivate and feed your potential. The third thing that's very, very important is understanding and obeying the laws of limitations and being okay with those limitations. And then the fourth one that really kind of hit home for me was you must share your potential. You can't keep it to yourself. We need you to maximize it and do what you were placed in the earth to do. Now, I'm going to tell you about those 14 enemies, because you got to remember, you're doing all of this. You're living the life that you're supposed to live. But I don't want you to not know or not be mindful of 14 things. And we talked about it before. One, disobedience, sin, fear, procrastination, past failures, the opinions of others, distractions, success, traditions, the wrong environment, comparison, opposition, and society's pressure. I cannot tell you enough, and I mean this from my heart, You were born with potential. And that potential may be lying dormant, and it may need to just be stirred up. Please keep your focus. Things will happen. If I told you everything that happened this morning to me before I got here, you'd be like, well, lady, why aren't you at the hospital? Well, little thing called a medical degree, and I remembered that, oh, okay, I can adjust this, and that'll happen. But I got here because, one, God graced me, and two, that's how important you are to me. We are in a pivotal place. This is the fourth quarter of this year, and everything from October to December 31st, it has to count. So please, dust off those dreams again. Dust off who told you that you couldn't do it. Put your blinders on and let's get busy. I love you. You have no earthly idea what you mean to me. I don't have to know you by name. I know you because you're human and you have spirit. You are spirit. So let's get busy, all right? Thank you.
Well, that's just beautiful, yes, Dr. T.
Thank you.
Amen and hallelujah.
I needed that.
You know?
I needed that.
Yeah, you know
hallelujah.
What I mean? Just
Jesus.
Yep. Just that bit.
I feel like I was supposed to come here just for that. Just,
right. Ooh, no, already delivered. Already delivered.
You're talking to me.
Wow.
So again, if you want to be interactive, feel free. You're watching, listening at Dr. Tanji Show. Also, you've been hearing us talk about this woman and you've heard her on the show and you've seen her posts. And we just are so grateful because we're all bombarded with images and products to buy from between social media and when you're in the store and you done tried 20 million things and look, nothing working. So now you got all these piles of jars and creams and soaps just piled up in the cabinet in the drawer just collecting dust. Look, don't act like it's not there because I'll knock on the door and find them, right? And we'll recycle because we're, you know, taking care of the earth, right? Yeah. But I'm so glad we have our very own celebrity skincare guru, Charlotte Wilson of GlowSkinEnhancement.com here in the flesh. With her fly self, with her glowing self. She got the ultimate glow up. I put Charlotte Wilson up against anybody on the rear carpet. Like, what? You think you glowing? Like, boom.
Can't touch this.
You can't touch it. Can't touch it. I'm talking about from the tip of her forehead down to her toes. Yeah. Okay, just glowing. Okay.
She really is.
Don't worry about it, though. But we got her here for you, though. Absolutely. Like, how'd she do that? Okay. We're going to talk about that. But I know that we also, Charlotte, wanted to talk about, with all of these things out here, why did you create your company? When did you do it? Why? And what is your testimony that you know, to help people with all things their skin?
Yeah. Well, I actually started about in 2014. I had gone through a divorce. And, you know, I was married to a medical doctor, had twins, and, you know, I'm out on my own now. You know, because the decision that I made. So it was very, very, very tough. You know, never having to pay a bill. Mm. And then you had to like, Lord, what am I going to do?
Real talk.
I can't even feed my kids. I'm going to lose my kids to my ex because I don't even know what to do. And I can't work for anybody because I wasn't, right. You know, I never worked. Like, I was working for $10 an hour.
Right.
Well, I couldn't do that.
Right.
So one day he just whispered, you know how you whisper to your mind, to your heart, like what you love. Because I was like, everybody have a passion. Everybody has a purpose. I don't know my purpose. So I just started mixing and skincare. And then it came to me that was my gift. Now, keep in mind, I didn't know everything to do. You have to do trial and error. So I had to take
that
first step. Making mistakes and trusting that he did lead me to do this, then he just stepped in and just made everything work.
Wow.
And he gave me the gift to heal. But of course, like I told you all, the beauty part comes in it. That's just a bonus.
Yeah.
That's just a bonus for me to have all kind of friends.
Glow
skin friends.
Look. The skin glow kitty lounge is coming soon. You know it is.
They said, look, I'm going to bless you with a gift and I'm going to bless you with skin, with friends all over, you know? So that's how it is.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Stepping out on faith in your darkest moments.
That's it.
Man, I could tell that's you, it. I was so down. I was so down that I couldn't even find 50 cents in my house to
come
put
on.
In my
gas. See, that's
come on. I've been there.
More than five times, mm-hmm. I Hello. Couldn't find 50 pennies.
Come on.
I'm serious.
I know you
I had to go to the 50 cent. I had to go one time and put a 50 cent, a dollar in my gas tank.
Okay.
But it took me 2 days to find 50 cent.
Come on.
Times two.
Come on.
Now,
been
that's
there.
The, I mean, been you know, I'm never going to forget that.
Absolutely.
I'm never going to forget that.
Wow.
And everybody laughing at you, your family.
Right,
talking about
right.
you damn fool.
Oh. No, and that's fine, right?
No.
Yeah,
all
because they're people too, and it's real.
Yeah.
No, it's whatever. It's yeah. it's raw
well,
and it's real here. So.
You know when you decide you want to step out on your dream because you know they don't know what God whispered in your soul,
right,
and your heart. And
people actually get envious.
They get
envious. of that power. Like, how'd she do that?
Well, girl, what I did, I started taking my alimony and using it. Because I believed what he told
Come
me.
On, sure.
So when
Ooh.
I was using my alimony, Ooh. I'm already struggling.
Come on.
But when I used it off the faith of what he told me,
there it is.
Then it made me even more broker. But then they laughed and talked and said they were all for me to divorce. But after that, you know, they talking about me. See, bro, she can't look. She don't even have a card. But they don't know I had a vision.
Come on.
And I was walking I was walking where he was leading me.
Come on.
And even to this day, they still do it. But it doesn't matter because I know who I am.
Mm.
And like I told Dr. here, I said, I don't have the gift. I have a gift. And I don't care what nobody says. I don't have to prove it to you or anybody.
Right.
But what
science.
He gave me the gift for is to help
Amen.
With the eczema, psoriasis and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I get my most pleasure in as far as knowing that, God, you trusted me
Come on.
And you trusted the right person
because
I'm going to do what you asked me to do.
Mm.
And I think I told you I'm going to Atlanta to take care of that little baby.
Yeah,
watch
yeah.
what happens. I might get ridiculed, but I tell you one thing, that baby's going to be fine when I get done with him.
Surely.
And see,
that
but that's that seed. That's so seed.
That baby's going to have all that gone. And can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody control whatever, because it's all what he gets.
And that's when the greatness evolves.
Yeah.
That's I don't have a question, but you know I love testimony like that because it's somebody sitting there right there going through hell, Charlotte, like how can I think about my business when I can't pay anything? The people closest to me are turning their backs on me. They hate me. I have no support. Nobody cares. And they laughing at me. And here you are right here. You trust and watch what happens.
You got to walk. You got to climb those stairs without seeing one step. And you got to
faith.
Believe what he tells you. You have to believe it deep down within your soul. And you got to take action.
Uh-oh, waterworks. And,
no,
she's crying.
Action.
No.
You got to take action. And people don't know. You know, I'm around so many people that
so many.
Don't understand.
Come on.
They don't understand. Like, I'm raw with it. But I tell you the way it is.
Absolutely.
And I just thank God. I thank him that he chose me. And I'm going to tell you this. You remember how we used to say, he choose who he give money to because everybody can't handle it.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm talking about, right?
No, absolutely.
You know, you give a family member a little bit of money, they start acting like they're better than everybody.
Yeah.
You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
But he chose to give me this gift because he trusted me that I would never act like I'm better.
That's
and
it.
I'd rather have this gift than all the money in the world.
That's it.
I watched the way you move, and that's what inspired me. I said, then you got everybody's skin glowing on top of it? On top of it?
Hey, because you
know
why? You know why? Because this is what I do. This is what he gave me. So when I talk it, my actions speak for it, baby. Can't nobody touch me in L.A., Chicago, D.C., wherever. They can't touch me.
And we got you right here.
I got it.
That's confidence.
I got it, baby.
That's confidence.
You can say what you want.
it's not boasting. And
it's not.
No.
Nope,
that's confidence. And I love the way you did that. Because if it's a boast, you're boasting in him.
No, baby.
If it's confidence, it's confidence in the gift that he placed in you.
And can I butt in and say this?
Absolutely.
This baby suffering, all these people are suffering. And he chose me to be the only one because they said the doctors gave up. They can't even do it.
Oh,
I'm not a doctor. I'm not an esthetician. I'm not any of those. But who could stop me from mixing something good natural and all, you know, to help somebody.
But that's opening the doors. I'm very clear what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's going to happen in your travels and your consistency in delivering. And really what you have is, to me, I mean, a ministry when you take something when people don't realize, when you're dealing with people's skin and hair, not knowing how that makes us feel. You know, when our hair and skin looks good, you just feel, you feel different.
Yeah,
you walk a little different.
You
heels a little higher. So that's what it is. And that's what you're doing.
And not only the gift of skin, which is the largest organ of the body, he gave me the gift to make people feel good. Have more confidence.
Wow.
If I showed you the pictures of the people that come to me that's infested with acne.
I've seen it. And go to the website now, glowskinenhandsome.com. You can see the before and after. I mean, and these are people who are on television, film, who are in the public eye, you know, and you'd be like, what?
Yeah. I'm on IG, on Instagram, Glow Skin Enhancement. Just pull it up. You'll see some things. Go down, stroll down. You see the worst case. You know, the worst case.
Well, that's
incredible.
But I'm
happy to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
And there's so many, and we have so many questions that have just come in at Dr. Tanji's show. And so really, your faith and the gift that you were blessed to deliver.
That's it.
So skin, and a lot of times people don't realize, I mean, that's the first thing people see, you know, and then it becomes the smile. But before you do all that, they're seeing the skin. So that's really what you need to contend with.
The skin, if you have issues like psoriasis or eczema, it's the worst feeling. Right. Everything inside don't hurt as bad as you're affected on the outside.
Right.
So that's, people don't get, they don't understand.
Right. And I noticed that a lot of, I wasn't hearing this as often. I mean, to hear Dr. Tanji talking about her grandbabies, that I've never heard so many children. That's a common thing. Eczema. Now, I just don't remember that a few years ago. Yeah. Again, we were just talking off mic, what's in the products we're eating, what are our babies digesting? And so that this is a common thing now. So what are you finding the most common thing? Is it eczema that people come into you to help? Correct.
Well, like you said, when I was growing up, I don't remember seeing anyone with eczema rises, any of that. Okay. But it's more common now, even 2-month-old babies. I have 2-month-old clients. And to be honest, they don't tell you that eczema is contagious. They're not going to tell you that, but it is. Let's use our common sense. If I'm infected and I scratch myself, all this eczema oozing out, and then you scratch and you open your skin up, we touch, why come that won't live on your skin?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But nobody
and that's
talks
why
about
it's spread,
that.
But that's why it's spreading, because they don't understand. We don't have the knowledge. We want to go by what the doctors say.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I tell all my clients, this is contagious, okay? Period.
Wow.
Why do you think a tumor, a baby is not born with eczema?
No.
You're not born out the womb with eczema.
No.
You catch it from an aunt, cousin, whatever, hands, whatever.
Not washing.
That's it.
Nobody even talks about this in school.
It doesn't matter about washing. It's the condition that you have. People have it so bad that it's contagious.
Wow.
And I'm standing, although they say it's not, I'm standing my ground. It is contagious.
Mm-hmm. You know firsthand.
And that's it.
You know firsthand.
I know for sure, because I know what I deal with.
But it only makes sense, though. I mean, if you're open in hand, I mean, in bacteria infection, it only in the skin. I mean, we it's exposed to everything all day, every day.
Exposure.
And if you have a question, Facebook, Instagram for our celebrity skincare guru, Charlotte Wilson, we got her here today. Yes, we do have Kim right here in Los Angeles who is asking you, Charlotte. She is a model, does a lot of events, and she said, is there a correct regimen when cleaning your face? We always talk about, you know, cleaning your makeup off, but is it ever really, is really, really clean? So do you have products, or what is the correct way to make sure your the layers of your skin from daily oil, dirt, makeup, what is that process, and what can she do?
Well, you know, people that wear makeup, I have a special soap that I use. It's called the Line Clean Soap. And I make a nice charcoal soap that cleans deep down in the pores. So, cleaning your skin, especially when you wear that makeup, is very important, because what happens is you get clogged up with oil and all the bacteria from the powder and the brush and all that, and it causes you to, but yes, we definitely have soaps and a liquid charcoal soaps that clean that. Yes, for sure.
Okay, just for that. Yeah. Okay. So Kim right here in LA, plus she has a mobile unit, so definitely go to IG or Facebook, glowskinenhancement.com or at glowskinenhancement and get that soap.
Yeah,
okay?
we're in, located in Tarzana. And we'll have a spa there, and it's glowskinmobile.com. You can make an appointment if you need to see me.
Good deal. Thank you.
And then we have Kelly that just hit us. She's in San Francisco. She's asking, after using a particular regimen of products, this is a really good one, for amount of time, you know, whether it's a few months, a year, do you switch up? She's asking. That is really, really good.
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. The thing about it, if when you use my product, I'm just going to talk about my product. I'm not going to be trying to talk about nobody else, because I know what my product does. Right. Once you start Glow Skin Enhancement regimen and you get your results and you understand that is the best on the market, you would never want to switch up anyway. You know, okay. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Right.
No, the skin doesn't get immune to it. My product cleans. It does its job. My ingredients that I mix, it does its job. No matter how long you use it, 100 years, 20 years, it's always going to do what it's supposed to do.
Wow. There you go, Kelly and San Fran. Okay. And if you need to come on down to LA, we right here waiting for you, right on this Cali line.
Yes.
And then we have Donna in ATL. She says, what do you use to treat and clean your skin on your line? I know you just mentioned a charcoal soap, and then we have an amazing beginner's package that Dr. Tanji and I are using. So she wants to know, what are the beginning products to use with your line?
Yeah. Well, first of all, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta.
Yeah. She take care of babies, but she got the grown folks too.
October 7th through the 8th through the 15th, I'm doing my VIP there. Oh, wow. So if you want to go into glowskinmobile.com, you could
see the date, the dress, and everything.
And you can come and see me, girl. But anyway, you know, all the products, but I would suggest starting out with the Women's Introduction Package. Mm-hmm. It has everything that you need, from the cleansers, the toners, the day cream, your night cream, you know. But what's most amazing is my night serum. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you having a glow, girl, you need to add somebody in Atlanta, okay? I got a lot of people in Atlanta walking around with glow skin glow.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Be a glow girl.
Yeah, I started there. Look. Yeah.
Glow girl. Yeah. Okay. So here I go. You know, I see the commercial done. I need like dusters and fans and as well. Like, you know, you want to be a glow girl? No, that's everything. There's look. Yeah. Glow girls need to switch up and are you a glow girl?
Yeah.
Get your life together.
Yeah.
Look, here I go, Dr. T. Automatic. I was like, oh, glow girls.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
No, I just see them coming out of everywhere, the mall, their homes, women who gone through hell. Like, I'm a glow girl. Yeah. And it's more of, it's one thing to get but it's about getting your whole self together.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Well, what people don't know, when you start using the products and when you get your skin to the point it's supposed to be with glow skin, you're going to notice who's on it. You know, because everybody's not going to tell you. You're going to be able to recognize. It's just like if you want to buy a Mercedes, a red one.
Yep.
You never saw that car until you made a decision.
Know, right?
And then everywhere you look, you see that car. Yep. Now watch what happened. Mark that down.
I believe
y'all going to tell me about 2 months from now. You say, girl, you were great. Oh, my God. I guarantee you.
She's a glow girl.
She is. Yeah. You know, you encompass everything that faith and hope and perseverance and fortitude. I mean, you got your package deal, lady. I want to speak to your making up your mind and saying enough is enough. How do you get to that point and then do something? Because think about it. Religion, and we're not religious people here, but religion kind of teaches it teaches that when you pray, that's all you do. And there's no doing. Mm-hmm. But there has to be something in your prayers that you still had to do when you said enough is enough. Mm-hmm. How did you move from that place?
Well, just taking the action, like, you know, like believing enough in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself and you have to have confidence of what you belief in what, you know, knowing God and know what he's mm-hmm. told you. You know, if you don't have that, you're not going to understand or hear. But then, you know, it's kind of like at the beginning, you're thinking like, oh, I wonder, am I really chosen? You know, you have that doubt. But then he proves it to you over the years. Now, keep in mind, I started in Atlanta, and Atlanta, you know, my base, and I wasn't being supported the way I should. Mm-hmm. I ran to Houston when I made it there in July or June. They had the hurricane, Katrina, whatever that name of the hurricane was, which devastated my plans. So I was stuck there for 2 years. I always wanted to come to L.A., but I was afraid. I was afraid that I couldn't make it here. And then I ended up finally coming because my daughter was here. And when I tell you, this is the best decision I've ever made as far as location in my life. Wow. I'm never leaving. Yeah. I'm here to stay. And that's
an incredible testimony. I didn't know. No, I have never been, champion her even more. No, see, I love this.
I have never been received and valued.
Yeah.
And I love how people, you know, they value me. And I give them way more than what they expected.
That's it.
And they send people to me. And we're talking about celebrities. Yeah. People like me, like you. And I'm like, I love myself, girl. I love me.
I do.
I'm at this point now where I can celebrate myself.
Oh, come on.
So I'm sorry. And keep it in mind, I'm not way up there.
Come on.
But let me throw something in here real quick. Jessica Rich, I don't know if you all know her.
Mm-hmm.
You know Jessica Rich, the shoe? She sells the shoes, Jessica Rich.
Oh, the shoe? Uh-huh.
She has taken me under her wings.
Wow.
When I tell you she went on there, she did my Instagram. Yeah. She's leaving. She said, you know what? You're gonna operate the way you are. You are a celebrity skincare specialist, and can't nobody take that from you. Your results are amazing, and you need to be in every doctor's office and every store in this whole nation.
Wow, and then when the people endorse you, that kind of testimony, I mean, is priceless.
That's priceless.
It's priceless. That's incredible. Now, just because you're our celebrity skincare guru and we want everybody to be a glow girl and glow guy. I know guys are like, wait a minute.
You have to always say glow skin girl.
Glow skin girl. That's right. Don't mess up the brand. Get it together. Glow skin girl, glow skin guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because you are interactive with us, we will be announcing an amazing surprise courtesy of glowskinenhancement.com in 2 weeks. So you got to stay interactive. Okay. You can still email and follow on Glow Skin Enhancement at Glow Skin Enhancement. And again, like incredible results. Make sure you're following at Dr. Tanya Show. You're going to see the results. I'm just having so much fun at night because your products, I mean, it's just invigorating. I mean, the tingle, I mean, you can feel it cleaning and moving. And then I'm starting to just glow through the suds. I said, well, wait a daggone minute. Uh-huh. I said, well, hey, glow skin then, okay?
But
I
mean,
then the cheekbone is just glistening. Oh, no, but it, though, like, you really think I'm being funny, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So thank you. Oh, thank you so much. And excited about all the, you know, glow skin that's going to be happening for the holidays.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're going to give a male package, a female package, and we're just going to do it up.
We're gonna do it, you know? Make sure you do that. So we are getting ready because I just see your Instagram blowing up and clients and stuff like, look, we need our glow skin. Y'all can't just keep her all the time. So I can't wait to, you know, see you this weekend. And we're just going to do some things. And I just, you know, we're going to have the whole country just glowing.
Well, I just want to tell everybody, come on, make that appointment at glowskinmobile.com.
It's done. And we got you. We're not letting her go,
so you can eventually
call us and we'll let you know if she's not in Atlanta, DC, Houston, whatever. You can call us and we'll let you know if she's available.
That's right. Charlotte, thank you so very much. Thank you for standing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. How incredible is this, right? For someone to just believe God, believe the vision, no matter what. I mean, 50 cents. This woman gave a testimony that we really do not have any more excuses. And as my husband used to say, excuses are for the weak, and we're not that. So no more excuses. you've seen firsthand what it takes. And I want you to be mindful that you too, and I really do mean this, you too can do exactly what he tells you to do and do it with such resolve and abandonment of all fear that it can't do anything but prosper. So with that said, right? Thank you again for showing up. Thank you for showing up for you. You are in for a treat because, as Jeannie said, the next person is just going to blow your mind. And guess what? We got him right here at the Dr. Tom G Show. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, we just got nothing but greatness just flowing through Dr. Tanja. I really love when we have so many people come to Los Angeles, you know, to pursue their dreams and to just make it. And I love it when people, you step out, you know, on faith when everything is comfortable or you got people closest to you saying you should be here, there. But, you know, in your heart, what makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just get inspired by people who just step and do that. Cause you know, everybody looking at you crazy, one eyebrow up, wrinkles in their forehead. Like, yeah, watch what happens. Yeah. Like you watch. And what I love about Niles Finkels is that, you know, he was set corporate America. I'm sure study did his thing. I mean, he studied at Yale. Yeah. So you have a certain regimen of business, like-minded people, certain things you're supposed to do. But he knew, well, let's just ask him. I mean, he knew that acting and the creative sector was his passion. And, you know, I know people are like, I dare you. You uh-huh. went to Yale. You uh-huh. you have everything lined up for you. And you want to be an actor. And you're going to come to Los Angeles. So you go. Here and you here.
I'm here.
I'm here
right
yes.
now. I'm here. For sure. Oh,
so welcome to the Dr. Tanja Show. Absolutely. Talk about.
Thank you so much.
From that point of being there and what motivated you to step out on faith and do what you loved more?
So graduated a few years back, went right into corporate America because that's the blueprint that was laid out for me. That's what I knew. That's what I saw. Did that for a few years. While there, I developed a by 30 plan. So certain things I wanted to do by 30. And, you know, I wanted to
too.
Be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, right. Right, right. So I developed a by 30 plan, and I made sure that I was in line with it pretty much every year. I don't really believe in five-year plans. Okay. You know, you hear that all the time. Like, I do it year by year, quarter by quarter, and so on because, you know, things can change.
Right. Absolutely.
For sure. So I did my corporate America thing, but while in corporate America, I made sure that I always stayed up on, you know, my creative side, used my right brain, did my research, took classes here and there, acting classes, stayed active, studied and immersed myself in the world of acting, studied my favorite actors, favorite movies. I just pretty much just went crazy with it. And it's interesting when you're sitting in a situation, certain circumstance, you're not 100% fulfilled.
Right.
You know, and I'm all about fulfillment and really
Absolutely.
Executing your vision and your dreams, although it's very difficult. Because once again, when you have a vision and you don't have the blueprint, it's tough. You don't know how to start. You don't know where to look. You know, you might not have the networks, and you have to go about things strategically, like how will I get this?
Right.
How will I get that? So I made sure that I did my research. I had but while at Yale, the training program that I went to, I learned so much there, not just on the acting side, but professionally, because there's a lot when it comes to the arts just in general. You have the art side, but then you have business and so on.
Right.
And the business is the hardest part. And that's where a lot of people get screwed
exactly.
over.
Exactly. I'm so glad
you're
bringing
that
up.
When it comes to contracts and deals and so on.
I'm so glad you're bringing that up.
For sure, for sure. So, around this time last year, I started transitioning into the entertainment industry. Okay. So I moved to Atlanta, did everything I needed to do, like the groundwork. Like, people ask me all the time, like, how did you get into the entertainment industry? How did you do X, Y, and Z? And one, I took a great deal of losses. That's the one thing you don't talk
about. No, yes, you know, there's all the stuff I love for Dr. Tanji, the real. You know, the real.
And that's the stuff you don't see on Instagram. That's the stuff you don't see on social media. Mm-hmm. Nobody's posting their failures, you know, so I took tons of those.
Thank you now.
That's just a natural part of the program. Right. So I moved to Atlanta. I did a few short, I guess, films, but I also got into TV and commercials. Okay. So I started doing like small roles, bit roles on TV, doing commercials out there. Got an agent, and then I got my SAG. And Atlanta was an interesting experience, you know, to each his own. But I had an interesting experience there, and I'm gonna speak on it briefly. So it started with a breakup. And the breakup was like a bad movie, like a really bad movie. But, you know, things happen. So from there, the roof of my home collapsed, you know. So while there, I just met a lot of people who I guess didn't have my best interest in mind, but they had theirs in mind. Okay. So I met a lot of moochers and you know, people who weren't really conducive to my well-being and the program that I had set for myself. Okay. So before moving there, I thought I was going to meet just people who were just, you know, like-minded. And and for me, I'm not doing art. I'm not doing acting for vanity. Okay. I'm not doing it for validation. I'm not doing it for fame. Like, this is like a deep, you know, yearning that I have for the art, like a deep love, you know. So I didn't really meet too many people there. Granted, there are people there, but that was my personal experience. I didn't meet too many people there who were truly like immersed in acting and truly cared about it past being seen. Like, right. I want to inspire, I want to encourage, I want to reach and touch people all over the world on a global perspective. And for me, when it comes to success, success is not just about self. Like, success for me is about encouraging, inspiring, and touching the world around you and elevating the mindset and the people. So to me, that's success. It's not individual. You know, and as, you know, Jay-Z says, you know, take a look at the team. Take a look at the people around you. If you're the only person who's doing well, then
you gotta
you're
check
not
that.
Doing all that well.
Right.
You know. Right. So, you know, I approach things from a global perspective. Aside from that, once again, I didn't really meet the mindsets that I thought I would meet there. So I started to develop a plan from there, you know, to get to L.A. So from there, roof collapsed, false accusations, all kinds of things. It was crazy. It was a crazy experience. Like I said, a bad movie. And on New Year's, I prayed to God for confirmation. I'm like, please show me what I should do next. Should I leave at Atlanta? What should I do? Should I stay here? And the next day I got a call and they said, oh, someone broke into your home. And to me, that was confirmation.
That's it.
That's all I needed. This was like a few hours later after New Year's. I woke up to that. You know, I woke up to that. So from there, went down there, packed my stuff up, said goodbye to the people who were genuine there. Because, you know, it wasn't all a bad experience. It's just a lot happened there. But it all served a purpose. You know, it was all about pushing forward. Like, I don't look at bad. I don't even call experiences bad or negative anymore. It all depends on what you take from it.
Exactly.
You know, for sure. So I went, packed up my stuff. I'm from Washington, D.C., metropolitan area.
Oh, that's why you like that, D.C. in the building. Oh, look, Tanya, where'd you grow up?
The Silver Spring, Rockville area.
Okay,
went to all boys Catholic school out there.
What Catholic school?
DeMatha Catholic High School.
DeMatha, what you a stag?
Yeah, I'm all stag for life.
Okay,
baby.
Well, your root was strong.
Listen, we'll talk
about that off air. So that's what it is. Well, I'm a Northeast DC girl, and then went to University of Maryland. So I've been in DC all of my life.
Corner.
No, around the corner. Okay, so but I'm a Catholic school girl. So I mean, I know that whole you know, a couple exes of stags. So I was always.
Oh, okay.
DeMatha proud football team was there cheering.
Okay.
And that's testament to your foundation too.
For sure.
Wow.
For sure. And from there I went back home for a bit, you know, put my ducks in a row and then came out here. A few months ago. I had everything set up before coming out here, though, for the most part. Like
I'm
I said, I did my
research.
I'm
glad you're saying that.
Because LA is a place where there's a lot to get into, you know, good and bad. And I'm not speaking of this in a negative light.
Well, I call it the palm tree syndrome. So it is what it is.
Here's the thing. That's what I was looking forward to, because we don't have those up on the east side.
Right.
I needed some of those palm trees. So
beautiful.
That's why I came out here, for sure. You know, although my allergies have been acting up, you know, since I've been here, it's been pretty tough for me. But it's been a great experience thus far. I had an agent and pretty much everything set up before coming here. So once again, I came into the industry, no networking, you know, this is totally new. Nobody in my family has gone that route. So I had to make sure that everything was prepared and everything was taken care of, because I'm that person who, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. There's no possibility of it not happening, you know, and there's no plan B. It's just whatever is in front of me, that's what I'm going for.
I love it.
You know, so came out here, signed to an agent, and he's been doing a great job so far. I've had some really good opportunities come across the table, especially in the past few weeks, network, TV, ABC, and so on. So, you know, really excited about that. But every day I'm just immersing myself just in the craft. I also started working with a guy named Greg Berg. He actually teaches at the Yale School of Drama. He's on the faculty, but he also works with a lot of people in the industry as their acting coach on set.
That's like, that I'm quality talking about networking.
I'm talking about Lupita, Winston Duke, who played M'Baku on Black Panther. A guy named Riz Ahmed, who won an Emmy. He works with a lot of people. So, like, for me, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to make sure that I'm
working
doing it to the best
that,
of my
yes.
ability
yeah.
because the competition out here is serious, and I knew that. Before, I was a little scared, but now when somebody says competition, I get aroused.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But that's also, but you're prepared, though.
Yeah.
You said so many hot buttons and keys. You said, I studied. You said, I took steps back to move forward. A lot of people don't embrace that. They look at that as failure. I don't want anybody to know. You make sure you are prepared for every step. You remind me of an athlete. There's no way in the world you can get on that line. I mean, that's why I love track and field people. I mean, I'm biased because I'm a track and field person. But in no disrespect to any other sport, with team sports, which I love them all, but you have to prepare. You can't just get on that block. You can't get on that line and think about that 100-yard dash without preparation. You sizing up your left and your right.
For sure.
Like you said. But there's no way in the world you can feel confident about that gunfire
for sure
to move forward if you haven't done the work to get there.
Exactly.
And that's everything you said. I mean, everybody is watching and listening. Please know that it's part of the process. When you hear Dr. Tanji all the time, whether she's doing Talk to Tanji or the show, I laugh because I love that little notebook, that notepad she has. It's so like, I really actually would be disappointed if I did see you without the pad. I'm like, what are you doing? Where's the pad? How can you move forward without it?
Right.
But those are the things that people don't really understand or see you doing.
Groundwork.
Groundwork to get to ABC
or
the studying with the right people or surrounding yourself with the right groups of people.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Absolutely.
And actually, before Yale, I went to a school called Goucher College, which is a liberal arts school. And it's a solid school. It's a liberal arts school.
Where is it?
It's in Towson, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great school, but regarding the theater dramatic side, they weren't really developed. And I knew that if I actually wanted a chance to compete with the best and to get to this point and beyond, I had to get top-notch training.
Right.
I had to be, you know, around the right people. Because here's the thing. Everybody wants to be an actor. Mm. Everybody wants to be a model. Everybody wants to be a rapper and entertainer or whatever. But once again, as you said, the one thing you don't see behind the scenes is the work. You don't see how hard these people work. You don't see how these people sometimes don't sleep for days. These people are going from trip to trip, always on the plane and so on. So, like, a lot of people see the final result, which is, in my situation, would be like a movie or TV show, but they don't know what goes beyond that. So, like, I'm very big on just doing the work and outworking everybody in the room. Like, that work ethic, that drive, that ambition, that motivation, that direction, that sense of purpose, that will serve you well. And that's what separates you from everybody else. Because like I said, it's not about vanity. It's not about being seen. It's not about validation, because I want to be a true artist.
That's it.
And like I said, a true artist is about, like I said, inspiring people or encouraging people. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do anything just for myself. It has to serve a greater purpose in the world. So I'm doing my best to beat and strip away ego, pride, vanity, and the need to be validated. So like I said, I just want to immerse myself and give myself to the craft, hoping that what's in my soul will make people feel, laugh, and think. But more than anything, like I said, I just want to touch people's souls, elevate people, elevate their mind. And through my story, everything that I went through, because I'm giving you guys a snippet.
I know.
You know, I'm giving you guys
You got me abs. I'm ready to bungee jump.
I'm giving you guys a snippet. So I hope that in people hearing my story, and once again, I always preach about the losses. Because I've taken tons of losses, especially in the last year. So don't look at me right now and think, oh, you know, this happened overnight.
Right.
Because there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. Exactly. Once again, we just don't see the work behind
That's
the scenes.
Exactly. That's it.
You know, so I'm here. That's ready. And I came ready, you know, for LA. Like I said, I knew what I was getting into. And I work at it every day. I'm always watching. I'm always reading. I love, like, Les Brown, you know, E.T., the hip-hop preacher, Jim Rohn, you know, some of the books that I read.
We've had Les' son here, too. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm always reading Think and Grow Rich, you know,
but that's
Napoleon
what I mean, that's just like a no-brainer in those books. But again, the reason you are such a motivation, such a factor, not only in your craft but to other people, is because you do the work and you get engrossed in developing yourself.
For
you
sure.
read, you study. That is why you're a beast,
Absolutely.
Though. Yeah. You know.
But what I love that I listen to what people don't say.
Mm-hmm.
What I love is that you repented. And let me tell you, the word repentance, that mean that I'm telling, you know, going to an altar and saying, hey, these are my sins.
For sure.
Repentance means I changed my mind.
Rewiring your thinking. That's one of the hardest things to do, though. When you have to face yourself, when you have to look in the mirror, that's the one thing that's just very difficult. And I've had to do that a lot within the past few months.
Oh, who are you telling? I do it every day.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Because I want the real me.
For sure.
I want to live in that real me.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So for you to say, okay, that happened. That was my litmus test. That's my answer to my prayer. And then to leave everything that was comfortable for you.
That I knew.
Yeah.
That's taught. The status quo. What society gives us. Yeah.
Was there ever a moment in that little transition? Because it's just for a minute, for a second. Was there ever a time in that period of your time that you wanted to say, I can't do this?
That happens even today, regardless of, you know, where I'm at.
Okay.
Of course, and this is something that I've been working on as well, because coming from corporate America and just in general, I feel like most people live in fear. And I know Les Brown has a quote. It's to the effect of, he said, most people are living their fears.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to do what isn't preached, isn't taught. Yeah. We're taught to go to school, do X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the blueprint was given to me. And once again, I grew up in a home where, you know, great home, parents and brothers and sisters, you know, I had success and motivation all around me, especially when it came to corporate America, very educated, just great individuals, people who are just really pushing for my brothers and sisters, mom and dad. Everybody. So I had that there, but I think, I don't want to say if it was a rebellion, but I just knew that I was right brained, which is like, I'm really into creativity and poetry, writing. I perform a lot.
That's what the arts does. And it hurts me when children, you know, it was the first programs that they cut. And I'm always telling parents, it may not do this long term, but it does so much to them, and it will be with them for the rest of their lives.
For sure.
Just support. Just support
for
it.
Sure.
So
for sure.
If you know, there's so many people watching right now, Niles, who have heard your incredible testimony. So glad, it's so important with Dr. Tanji teaches and in line with the principles. If someone's sitting there and in any doubt and not having the support, or doors have been shut, or may not have the money to take the classes right now, what do you have to say to him or her?
I would say that most people you see on TV right now, and most people who are successful, were broke, were homeless, were sleeping in the car. That seems to be the average story. It seems like struggle makes you.
Yeah.
You can't get to that point without struggle.
I never
struggle.
Had anybody say that, Niles. I'm going to love you for that. Like, if I ever see you and you see somebody, like, jump on your back, just say, I mean, you'll know it's Jeannie Jones, right? Because nobody says that.
For sure. For sure.
The common denominator is that you didn't have.
Right. Yeah. And I'm all about, especially now, instead of accepting what is given, because most of the time what society gives us is minimal, you have to create opportunities for yourself. And I'm all about doing the groundwork and working from the ground up, because I don't want to miss the lessons. I don't want to miss like the full spectrum, the full scope, because when I do get to a certain point, then I can teach others and help others to create opportunities for themselves. And then once again, I'm not thinking on an individual perspective. I'm thinking, you know, from a global view, like a global aspect. So, you know, that's how I approach things. And once again, just to clarify, my family's very supportive and my parents are so on everybody. But once again, I am the first person to go this route in my family. So it's a little different. And sometimes it is a lonely process, but I see everything coming through. Like whenever my agent sends me on something, like I get excited about that. Because I didn't even think that this being in this position was possible, because once again, I didn't see anybody else doing this around me. Like you see people on TV, but that's like far away. It's like you would never meet that person. And I've met some of those people too, which is pretty cool. But
that's because you're in love. And not just with the end goal, but with the process.
The process is everything. Like training. Like I said, when it comes to the NFL and so on, you don't see them, you know, doing their drills. You don't see them, you know, in the weight room consistently, you know, one, two, three times a day.
Coming through that injury, they show that stuff. They flash it. And that's it.
And it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. But what's underneath that is it's a process. And you kind of have to just, you know, go through the storm. And like I said, struggle makes you. And
after you do all your television shows and we saluting you at the Oscars and everything,
you need to
be a life coach.
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. Even you got to take it back home, because what people can't see and the way you break it down, I'm very particular about, and Dr. Todd Jones is who I endorse or who I give props to. And again, this is the community that we're building here on the Dr. Tanji Show. But you have that it factor, that real factor that I look for that most people don't have. And to come to Hollywood and have it's not there.
Absolutely.
So
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
And I do want to say this as well. Okay. One thing that I've had to work on recently is disregarding the people who see what's in front of them. Because I have to see past what's in front of me. Because what's in front of you is obvious, and most of the time, like I said, it's not something that you want. And I'm going to use another quote from Les Brown. What did he say? He said that if you don't fight for what you want, what you don't want will automatically be served to you.
Oh, DMV, my homie.
You know what I'm saying?
We can fade right there. We can fade because we're doing this life thing together.
It's a process.
Thanks, Niles.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.